It's Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Washoe County has confirmed 67 new cases of the B.1.17 variant of COVID-19 in the past month. The Washoe County Health District has identified 112 total cases of the so-called UK strain of the coronavirus since its last report. Health officials say a majority of the cases were spread through private gatherings and sporting events. Beginning May 1st, Washoe County businesses will no longer have to follow capacity limits. The new rule is part of a proposed COVID-19 mitigation plan approved by the Washoe County Commission this week. Under the proposal, businesses will still be asked to follow social distancing procedures, but pandemic capacity limits will otherwise end. Organizers can begin submitting plans to the county for events larger than 500 people. Strip clubs and nightclubs would be allowed to reopen on June 1st. Washoe County's plan still needs to be approved by a state task force. The statewide mask mandate will also remain in effect. Washoe County Health District Officer Kevin Dick and the City of Reno have both rejected the county's reopening plan. Nevada lawmakers advanced hundreds of pieces of legislation ahead of the most recent deadline. KUNR's Paul Boger has more.
Among the measures that squeaked past the wire was AB 286, which looks to ban so-called ghost guns. Lawmakers also approved a handful of housing and tenants' rights bills, which would prohibit landlords from denying applications from individuals reliant on public assistance or disability. Democratic Senator Dina Neal of Las Vegas says SB 254 also bans landlords from looking at applicants' arrest records.
In my process of bringing this bill forward, I met several women who had not been able to find housing, who had literally either couch surfed or lived with their mother. It's very important that we establish we are actually not going to exclude them from having stability for their family and their children, who we are returning them to within our society.
Lawmakers also redirected a number of particularly controversial and high-priority bills to budgeting committees, essentially declaring them exempt from the deadline. Those measures include AB 321, making voting by mail the standard in Nevada, AB 341, which would create cannabis consumption lounges, and AB 116, decriminalizing traffic tickets. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Law enforcement officials say domestic extremism has become a significant threat to Nevada. The discussion was part of a lecture series presented by the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The state's Attorney General Aaron Ford says extremists such as sovereign citizens often use similar tactics to intimidate public officials.
And one of those is to serve false legal documents. Such as summons and fines or even warrants for arrest on representatives of the government from their own made-up courts. That is paper terrorism, so to speak. And although this tactic begins as a nuisance, it can quickly escalate to violence.
Law enforcement officials estimate there are as many as 500 so-called sovereign citizens. That's those who refuse to acknowledge any government authority currently living in Nevada. A new group is looking to study housing issues in Incline Village and Crystal Bay. According to the Tahoe Daily Tribune, Washoe County slice of Lake Tahoe is the last in the area to undergo the analysis. The Washoe-Tahoe Housing Partnership says it will conduct a needs assessment in the community and will then create a strategic plan for Incline Village and Crystal Bay. Those are your morning news headlines for April 22nd. I'm Noah Glick with KUNR News.